Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing. It's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Welcome back to the Experience Bros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along with us today. We are here to remind you that small business is big business. Your business is our business. And Pokemon Go is big into business. And that's all I'm going to say about Pokemon Go right now.
Oh, are you feeling a little pressure that you feel like you've been talking about it too much?
No.
Then why is that all you're going to say?
Because I don't have any other stories about Pokemon Go yet.
Oh, more research.
Write an article. I wrote an article. You can check it out at experiencepros.com. Round two, the first one was called Five Things Business Owners Can Learn from Pokemon Go. And the second one that I posted yesterday is five more things that business owners can learn from Pokemon Go.
And then even five more things? Is that what we're going to get to?
Maybe.
Even five more things?
Maybe.
Okay.
Even five more.
I don't know.
But that's not in the news. But you want to know what is?
What is?
It's time for You Choose the News. That's the top of the hour game show that we like to play here, where the news is questionable and the choice is binding. Angel gets to choose the order in which we deliver the news. And listener Nick says, sup, Wings.
Sup, Nick.
He likes to listen to the top of the hour. The sky is falling. That's one. Number two, parents of the year, not right.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then number three, let me out of here. Rawr.
Okay.
So, let me go over those again. The sky is falling. The parents of the year,
not,
and let me out of here. Rawr.
Let's do the not parents of the year.
Okay. A 5-year-old boy was left naked in a cupboard sealed with sellotape while his family went on a day trip.
What? What?
I know. The boy was left with chocolate and sweets while his 40-year-old mother...
Oh, well, then.
Now, this is in England, folks.
Somebody actually thought this through.
This is in England.
To some level.
Mm-hmm. The boy was left with chocolate and sweets while his 40-year-old mother and her female friend went to Blackpool, leaving him alone for 10 hours, it's alleged. The jury of the Bradford Crown Court was told that on another occasion he was beaten with a metal pole and struck over the head with a stiletto heel. Ouch. When his head was gashed by the blow from the shoe, the women bought super glue to stick the wound together instead of taking him to the hospital. That's what the sisters told police.
Is this child now in protective custody?
Yes, and his mother has been taken away. Taped to a cupboard. Are you kidding me? What has this world come to? That is so frustrating. This poor child is going to have psychological damage for a very long time. My heart goes out to him. Hopefully he'll find a family that takes good care of him. All right, the sky is falling, or let me out of here. Rawr.
Well, isn't Let Me Out of Here that same little boy?
No.
No, different.
No.
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 Okay.
Maybe
story.
Maybe apparently you don't recognize my impersonations. Rawr! Is not the sound of a 5-year-old little boy.
Well, might be. Nope. Might be if you were trapped in a cupboard and locked in there with tape.
Seriously.
What, all right, so Let Me Out of Here, rawr.
No. Do it. Do it right.
That's how I do it.
You got to do it right.
I can't. I rawr.
Come on. Come on, do it. One more time. Give it a try. No. Just a little try.
I don't roar. I can't make the sound effects. I can't make the noise that my car makes to the mechanic. I got nothing.
Yeah, we got nothing.
I'm like, it makes like a rattle. It makes like a rubbing sound.
One of our favorite comedians, Brian Regan, has a whole segment on that where you take your car to the mechanic, and the guy says, "Well, what kind of noise is it making?" And yeah, you're going to have to talk to the mechanic. I just sweep up around here. I was seeing if I could get you to do it, but, you stuck to your guns, and that's good. Deputies rescue a bear. Rawr. That somehow became...
Oh, that was a bear.
Duh.
I thought it was a lion.
When
I'm
was the
sorry.
Last time you got sure. you heard a bear? You never heard a bear, so now you know what one sounds like. Rawr. Just up the street from us here in Golden, Colorado, Colorado Sheriff's Office said deputies rescued a bear rawr, that somehow managed to close itself inside a resident's car. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office said that the deputies Tillman and McLaughlin responded Tuesday morning to a call about a bear rawr, inside a car, and they arrived to find an intriguing mystery. The bear rawr, was inside the car with no broken or open windows. And the door latches didn't seem like they could be operated by the animal's claws. Bum, bum, bum.
How did he get there?
Somehow the medium-sized bear, rawr, managed to open a door, crawl inside, and close the door behind him. The deputies decided to pop the hatch of the vehicle to free the bear, but they soon discovered the key fob wouldn't work, and the doors were stuck shut due to being ripped apart from the inside by the trapped bear. Rawr. Deputy McLaughlin had to manually open it while Deputy Tillman stood nearby with his shotgun, just in case. Thankfully, once the door was open, the bear, rawr, had no interest in deputies, only in getting back to the wild. The post included a video of the bear's rescue, and good work, deputies. We hope this young bear, rawr, stays far away from the cars in the future. One more, rawr. That's what a bear sounds like.
Thank you for that.
Did you ever have those little wind-up things where you pulled the string and it spun around? What noise does the bear make? Rawr!
Oh, like the little CNC thing,
yeah.
Right? Mine was more like the cow and the cat and the dog and the pig.
You needed to get the Colorado version of the CNC.
Yeah, mine was
you
like
pull
farm
that thing
animals.
Out and it's rawr!
No lions, tigers, or bears.
Mm. Oh, my. Mm. All right. The sky is falling. Hey, do you remember when we were worried about the International Space Station coming down and falling to Earth and killing everybody?
Sure.
Yeah. It's not going to.
Okay.
Don't worry about that at all.
Thank you.
No. We have no concern about the International Space Station doing that at all. China, however, has a satellite that will be freewheeling through space and could make an uncontrolled reentry into the Earth's atmosphere very soon. China's first ever space station, Tiangong-1, was launched in 2011 and was due to be brought down into the ocean in a controlled crash. But it has been reported that China has now lost control of it, and one amateur astronomer believes it could come down at any moment. Yikes. The sky could be falling. Yeah.
You just said I didn't have to worry about it.
No, you don't have to worry about the International Space Station.
Oh, yeah. But falling. The whole sky.
No, just the Chinese space station. That's different.
Hmm.
If it re-enters the Earth's atmosphere, it's likely to explode into pieces of molten metal as a result of intense heat produced. Amateur satellite tracker Thomas Dorman told Space.com that he's spotted that a problem has developed with the Tiangong-1. He's been tracking the satellite's flyovers using telescopes and video cameras. He says, if I'm right... I just love it when somebody says, well, if I'm right...
Spoken like a true scientist.
China will wait until the last minute to let the world know that it has a problem with their space station. Well, guess what, folks? You heard it here on the Experience Pros radio show. China has a problem with its space station, and the sky is falling. It could be a real bad day. Could be a real bad day if pieces of this came down in a populated area. But odds are it'll land in the ocean or in an unpopulated area. That's because there's lots of water out there. That's my own commentary, in case you were confused about that. He told this the website, it would seem to suggest that it's not being deorbited under control. That's the implication. A senior research aerodynamicist, yes, I just said aerodynamicist, says it may be much ado about nothing. I guess I'd want to see some very specific data covering a period where Tianhong 1 was supposed to be stable to show that it's now uncontrolled before reading too much more into this. Tianhong 1, which means heavenly place in English, was supposed to be the first step towards creating a larger space complex in Earth's orbit by 2020. Sounds like that plan has gone astray.
As you know, I mean, what could go wrong?
We put stuff in space where it was never intended to be in the first place.
Oh, there's all sorts of stuff up there.
I know.
They're just, you know, having a heyday.
Have you seen the bear? Rawr!
No, but I heard the commentary on that, them trying to rescue the bear from the car is what makes that story worthwhile.
We should take a look at the video during the commercial break. Folks, don't go anywhere. More positive business talk right after these messages. I can hardly bear rawr, our time apart.
This is a dog.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Thanks for taking time out of your day to join us for hours. Our next guest is going to remind us that isms and osophies, or what he calls mantras, are still valuable in the workplace.
Absolutely. Do you want to reveal the secrets to identifying your customers' unmet needs and then transform them into patent-protected, premium-priced, market-share-leading products? Of course
yes.
We do, right? Our guest is Dana Oliver, the Senior Director of Research and Development at Medtronic's Surgical Technologies ENT/NT division. He's helped grow this business from $100 million to approximately $2 billion in annual revenue over the last 14 years. He's also been granted over 20 U.S. patents to date. He's the author of two self-help business books, Mantra Leadership, Don't Become the Emperor with No Clothes. Mm. That book focuses on emotionally intelligent leadership that can result in as much as 30% or more improvement in productivity. But most recently, he just published Mantra Design, Innovate, Buy, or Die. Discover the secrets for profitable and lasting innovation. Dana Oliver, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Hey, good morning, Eric. Good morning, Angel. And thank you for having me as a guest on Experience Pros. This is a pleasure.
Dana, the pleasure is all ours, and looking forward to the conversation. Let's start with this. I mentioned in the intro the isms and osophies. We call them Eric isms, Angel osophies. They are the mantras by which we have developed our business. And one would say that our business is innovative because that it is positive business talk. You're kind of tracking along that same line. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. Mantras are really essential, and I think a big key to leadership is being consistent. And a great way to be consistent, short, concise, throughout the day, throughout the week and months, is using mantras. I use them all the time.
Okay, what inspired you? Because I have some. You know, we have some here in the office that we use. I have one that's taped up to my bathroom mirror that I read every morning. What inspired you to first start using mantras and then knowing and then even like to keep going so far to say, you know what, this is actually working?
I mean, for me, it came even from as early as I was a child in my home. You know, everyone would hear their parents say, hey, you know, shut the door, you don't live in a barn, or,
right.
you know, save a penny, earn a penny, things like that. And they're very simple and people hear them, but they intuitively recognize what they mean. So for me, I wanted to bring that into business with my teams, and you know, I've been pretty successful at that.
You know, and I love that. If we use words, and many people in business do, like innovation, it immediately freaks people out because they're not exactly sure what to do, how to do it. I'm not smart enough. I don't know what to bring to the table or anything like that. But if you use the mantras, you can realize that we're already three quarters of the way towards innovation. And so what? How do you define innovation, and how are the mantras helping accomplish that?
Yeah, it's a good question, Eric. Thank you for that. Well, the first thing is, you know, people think of it's what I call ideation. And ideation is really nothing more than coming up with ideas. Innovation, though, is the distillation of practice of those ideas. So there's clearly a big distinguishment, because anyone can have an idea, but if you don't bring it to market, it's nothing more than a dream. As far as mantras go, I use things like learn your customer's world or innovation begins with the eye. And what I mean, by those things are, if I look at innovation begins with the eye, the best way to discover unmet need is to watch your customer quietly while they perform their craft, in a simulated environment. And that's the best way to discover an unmet need. And then after you discover it, then you can try to commercialize that.
All right, we're talking with Dana Oliver, author of Mantra Design, Innovate, Buy, or Die. You actually have some best business practices or business recommendations for our listeners, just to kind of give them a little bit of a foundation. What do you recommend, Dana?
Yeah, I have four foundational principles that I always prescribe. And, the first one is I like to see companies invest 10% of their total revenues back into organic research and development. Two, I believe that you develop your brands through your company's, your customers' eyes. Three, I think you need to focus on the core strategically important platforms that are going to move that AOP needle. And then four, with any good business, you need to hire great people, and you need to lead them with emotionally intelligent leadership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, brilliant. Dana, I want to go back for just a second on something you just said in the last question that we asked. Talking about innovation beginning with the eye, the mantra emphasizing the importance of getting truly close to your customers and developing products by watching them in a simulated environment. It seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, that Nintendo and Niantic have done exactly that with this new Pokemon Go craze. They're watching their customers in a simulated environment and then responding to that. What say you to that phenomenon?
Oh, I mean, to me, it's not a phenomenon at all. I mean, I think, too many businesses rely on their engineers or their innovators don't get out of their office, or they rely too heavily on customer focus groups. The reality is what people say is not necessarily what they do. So if you really want to unfold the truth, what you need to do is you need to watch them, and you need to watch them quietly, because if you're thinking about what to ask or a response to a question or trying to peddle something, you're going to miss nuances. And what I mean by a nuance is something that's hard or difficult, there's an inefficiency. And when you begin to spot those things, that's when you begin to ask, why are you doing that? And when you and when you begin to hone down into that, that's where you've potentially discovered an unmet need. And that's what you want to begin to focus and commercialize on.
Mm. All right. And you said we should be putting 10% back into funding research and development. What kind of things are you seeing that we're missing the point on? If we would have done a little bit of research, we would have been able to come out of this quicker or salvage this. What are some things that you just look at and go, yeah, they should have done more research on?
Like a product
or a company, that is just missing the mark on developing and researching more into their own company.
Well, I would certainly say an easy target is the airline industry.
Yes. Okay.
I mean, talk about where's your customer voice? I mean, the average airline, it's terrible at the end of the day, right? I mean, they raise prices on their airlines. Everything's a la carte that you have to pay for. I mean, you get in line, you call the number, the planes are late, you're never on time, you sit on the tarmac. I mean, I cannot wait until some of these small carriers, and you're beginning to hear about them now,
yes,
where you can just drive up, put your luggage in a plane, and off you go. Albeit right now they're more expensive, but I'm going to tell you that you're going to see more and more of these private carriers begin to arrange for air flight. I mean, Southwest is probably the best, unless you're flying international and you look at things like JAL.
Sure.
Very, very good. But I'm telling you, the average domestic airline is cattle.
Yeah.
Right? It's all about hub to hub to hub.
Well said. Our guest has been Dana Oliver. The book is called Mantra Design. While you're there, go ahead and pick up the other one and remind me of the name of that, Dana.
Mantra Leadership.
Mantra Leadership, Mantra Design. Go get both those books right away at Amazon or wherever fine books are sold. And is there a contact place where people can follow up with you?
Certainly. My website's a great place, www.mantra, MANTRA leadership.com. And that's one word, Mantra Leadership. I post interviews like this, radio, magazines, as well as previews of the book.
Perfect.
Great place to go.
Dana, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. And thank you, folks, for listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. We'll be back with more positive business talk right after these messages.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-535-8531 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-535-8531.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-995-1903. That's 1-800-995-1903. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-995-1903. That's 1-800-995-1903.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG. FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. We do appreciate you for tuning in. Our next guest is going to help us understand where we're supposed to be going after the workday life cycle thing is over.
Well, turn up the music. You've heard of Megan Trainor's. It's all about that bass. Well, that's what Andy Markusfeld said. He's been helping people plan for a financially successful retirement for over 20 years. He works with Stonebridge Financial Solutions, an independent investment advisory and planning firm based here in Colorado. And he said when it comes to retirement and retirement planning, it's all about that base, about that base, about that base. Andy,
that's
welcome
right.
to
that's
the
right.
show.
That's a play on words to the bottom line.
It is a little bit of play on words. And when I said all about that base, Eric, I saw your eyes light up. But we're not going to be talking about that base today.
Come on, brother.
telling you, man.
That's all right. We can still be friends.
All right, so what do you mean by that, Andy, when it's all about that base?
So it's an interesting dynamic. When you get ready to go into retirement, your life changes quite a bit.
Yes.
You're no longer working. You're no longer having an income coming in you have. So now at this point in time, you've got a bucket of money that you've got to be using for the rest of your lives. It's kind of a frightening thing and a exciting thing all in the same time.
I'm excited because I'm going to have a bucket of money.
Well, you hope you're going to have a bucket of money if you do the right stuff up to that point.
Indeed.
But when you start getting in your 50s and early 60s, you really need to start thinking about developing cash flows at retirement. Because as you get ready to retire, you want to have monies coming into you regardless of what the market's going to be doing. So at that point in time, you want to take pieces of your retirement assets and move them into financial instruments that will give you that guaranteed income at retirement, or at least start thinking about it and planning for that. It doesn't happen overnight. Understand something. You've been building assets for a long, long time.
Yes.
And that's what you're used to doing. When you get ready to retire, whole different ballgame. It's
right.
called distribution.
Yeah, the building stops and the spending starts.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so that bucket right. of money now needs to last you.
Yeah.
So would you rather have a comfortable, worry-free retirement where you know you've got income coming in guaranteed on a monthly basis, or are you going to be nervous all the time looking at the crazy market going up and down? Now, I'm not saying there's not a lot of ways to skin this cat, but a piece of your portfolio certainly should be built around those cash flows, which might include Social Security, pension plans, and other financial instruments mm-hmm. that will get you that cash flow at retirement guaranteed.
And Angel, he said the G word, guaranteed.
Oh, I'm like, okay, I'm trying to think what you just said was started with the letter G. Yeah, and I think, Andy, this is really smart because as we are investing, we often think about diversification of things we're investing in. But most of us don't think about when we go to retire that it's multiple different, you know, different revenue streams. We just kind of think it's coming from the one bucket.
Right. And it's a difficult transition to make even mentally because all this time you've been accumulating. One day you flip a switch and now it's distribution. People are much more aware and of the ability to accumulate. Distribution is a totally different thing because you hit it at about 65, 67, 70. You've never done that before.
Right.
And people
right.
are living longer, Andy.
That's right. They are living longer. And with the market volatility, you don't want to be start taking money out of a program and have the market tank on you because nobody cares at the utility company.
right.
They're still going to want their money.
They are, absolutely. All right. We're talking with Andy Markusfeld with Stonebridge Financial Solution. He's actually been helping people for over 20 years solve for this base and now for this distribution. Andy, when you work with people, you know, as they come in, I think they're planning more for, okay, this is how much I need to spend or invest, so I have a certain amount. Is there what changes when you hit, you know, kind of in that 50s to 60s age range when it comes to planning for retirement.
Well, your time frame compresses, really, when you start thinking about it. As we know, as we get older, it seems like time goes by faster and faster and faster. So when you get into that 50s and 60s arena, what you're going to start seeing is people do become a little bit more conservative generally with their investments. Right. But that is an optimal time to really start looking at it and saying what my expenses might look like going into retirement. And you can't get it exact. The closer you get to retirement, the more perfection you're going to get on what your expenses are going to be in retirement. But as you're going into retirement and you're in your 50s and 60s, you can really start looking at it and saying, what are those base expenses that I'm going to have? What are my utilities? What does my food bill look like? Most of that stuff doesn't change that much.
Andy, let's talk a little bit about millennials, because here they are flooding into the marketplace now, and they're taking good jobs, and they're working things, and they're starting up businesses and all of that.
Right.
But historically, they have been the least interested. I'm not saying millennials, but younger people have been least interested in planning their retirement. That's for the old folks to do. Are we seeing a change in the trends? Are we starting to see people, younger people, get interested in planning for their retirements?
I think we are. I think we're seeing people getting more interested. You know, the technology that we have today is fantastic. It's much different than when it was 20 years ago when I started in the financial services industry. And it allows a bigger breadth of areas where millennials, people can go in and start saving. And a lot of millennials now, in actuality, are doing a lot of the savings on their own. They are actually computer savvy. They'll go in, open a brokerage account, and they'll start trading and doing things. Absolutely.
Wow.
So it's a lot different. Planning on the other side is much different as well. I think you need a professional to help you plan on the retirement side of it. There's a lot of opportunity, though, just to save money now. Mm-hmm. And I think that the millennials are aware of the 401k plans. They're putting money away. A lot of the millennials coming out are making some pretty good money, depending on what industries they're
in. Sure.
And so I've got several clients that are millennials that are doing a really good job in savings, and I think we don't give that generation enough credit.
So there's hope for tomorrow.
Absolutely. No doubt about it.
Fantastic.
All right, so we think about, you know, helping small business owners and grow their business, and you've got some longevity in being an entrepreneur and even seeing a lot of changes. What do you think has been the best type of marketing that you've been able to do, Andy?
Well, from my perspective, referral marketing for me naturally is the best by far. Because when you're giving somebody all your money to deal with, it's kind of tough to just go into the yellow pages, if anybody knows what the yellow pages
is. Yes, we have some millennials listening, so you better explain that.
Or a Google search.
Online, right. Google search.
There you go.
Whatever it might be, LinkedIn, I don't know what else there's, Twittering, whatever. But with that said, I think that it's still that referral base. It's still knowing somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody, because you want to have somebody that you trust.
Okay, so here's a follow-up question to that then.
Sure.
We all agree that word of mouth is the right way to go, but is there a system? Do you have a way to motivate that word of mouth from your clientele, or have you seen other people be effective at that?
Well, I think there's a couple of different ways you can do it. Number one, get involved with organizations like the Experience Pros, which give you a broad base of people that you can then count on to help you grow your business.
Sure.
I think that's important. Get involved in your community. I really believe people like working local.
Yes.
I think if they can drive 5 minutes, they're going to be more apt to work with you than they have to drive an hour.
Agreed.
True.
And we're all busy, so we want to have that. So I think if you work with your local chamber of commerce, you get into local organizations and inside your community and get well-known in your community, I think that helps as well. So those are a couple of different ways. Naturally, broader, you can use now the Internet.
Sure.
And there's so many avenues there that you can use.
Do you ask for the referral?
I typically try to.
Yeah.
What I find is that I go to a lot of places, networking, those types of things, and people are just throwing out cards. I don't know that that's the best way to do
it. Call a network drive-by, and it is not the best way to do it.
Yes, yes. I like building relationships. So for my money, it's going into these events, whether it's the Experience Pros or other networking events you can go to, and really getting to know people, maybe even trying to help them first before you're asking for help from them.
Brilliant.
Well, you're one of the good guys, Andy. Andy Marcusfeld with Stonebridge Financial Solutions, also very involved with the Chamber of Commerce, been a board member for A few years.
A number of years.
Best way for our listeners to connect with you, Andy.
I think just pick up the phone and give me a call, 720-895-8200. We can talk about the base if that's of interest to you.
Absolutely.
You know, more than happy to sit down. First meetings are always free for me, so people can come and ask me questions and just talk
just
about
a conversation.
It. Yeah.
Right? And I think that's a big piece of it. You've got to get to know the person that you're going to be working with. Make sure your values are in line, that you're going in the same direction, right?
I agree 100%. You know, technology is great, but that's a double-edged sword, I think, in that we lose a little bit of the human factor when we're just all about the technology.
Yeah.
And I think it's an important issue for people, especially when they're going into such an important change in life.
That's Andy Markusfeld with Stonebridge Financial Solutions, 720-895-8200, 720-895-8200. Give him a call and see if he can't help you get that base in line. Andy, thanks for joining us.
You betcha. Thank you.
Folks, don't go anywhere. More positive business talk just after this.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares.
Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares.
Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. We're here to help you get your business right, and we do it powered by FanBrags.
We do it powered by FanBrags. Before we get to that, Eric, I want to ask you, when your kids were little, did you ever have to hide food from them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, usually the stuff that I like the most.
Like, oh. Like, don't eat this because I want this.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you're not going to like that. Halloween is the first thing that comes to mind, and the kids would come home with their bags full of candy, and of course, responsible parents that we are, we'd go through looking for razor blades, and if occasionally I had to drop a couple, just say, look at that. Oh, be careful. I'll take care of this.
Anything that's a Snickers on it, I'm pretty sure is suspect.
It's
right?
Very suspect.
Right?
Yeah, how about you?
So I don't hide food at my house, right? But I do tell the kids, like, save me some.
Okay.
Because I don't want to eat the whole box of Girl Scout cookies, but you know, perhaps if they go so fast, because I can nurse it. I can have one today. I can have one next week.
You're the most disciplined person I have ever noticed on that. You literally do take a bite of this and stop.
And stop.
And I'm like, how do you?
I just need to taste it. I just need to taste it. But I had this tin of Almond Roca that I got as a Christmas gift.
Yeah.
And I was starting to notice that the tin wasn't where it normally was.
Okay.
And so the kids had found it. No big deal.
All right.
I don't mind sharing,
sure.
Right, a little bit, but make sure you save some for Mama. And but they were there. Lauren, she's like, well, I decided that because it had been 6 months, that now it was fair game.
Oh, well, you know, that's like, a reasonable thought.
I thought it was reasonable, but yeah. I'm like, but it's still, I guess I don't need to eat the whole thing in one sitting. I don't need to finish it. I don't mind savoring it. It's there when I want it. But, yeah, she figured that 6 months was long enough for Mom to get what she wanted out of it, and now it was fair game.
I have an issue today, and it's literally today. I go out and I buy my ice cream, and I like the little cones, you know, the nostalgic little ice cream cones, drumsticks, I think they're called, right? Mm-hmm. And I like the ones that are infused with a caramel shot all the way down the center of it. Well, apparently I'm not the only one who likes those, and I buy a variety pack. It's got chocolate, it's got vanilla, and it's got these three of these caramel ones, and I really like the caramel ones. So I buy it. I open it that same day. I eat the first caramel one. By the next morning, there's another caramel one missing. And there's only three in the entire pack.
Aww.
My son steals my caramel every time.
Well, does he know that you, yeah, you buy the variety pack? So he doesn't know that you're only interested in the caramel one.
Everybody's only interested in the caramel one.
You have to use your words. You have to use your words. Susan, my friend Susan, listener, says that she actually had made a box of Girl Scout cookies last 2 months, and it's not that hard to do.
Wow.
To you, Miss Susan. All right, we are fueled by fan brags, and a lot of times, you know, we have the Experience Pros Membership Network, our membership community, that we really encourage them to help each other. Anything you need, this community has access to. If you want to meet somebody, we're 2 degrees separated. You need a referral, this is your referral group.
Absolutely.
You want to know who offers the best in business, it's all right here in one community.
Experience Pros Network has just been amazing.
It has been amazing. Their businesses, within 2 or 3 months, they are tripling, having best year ever because of the network that is built in.
Again, I'll go back and say, if it were a one-off or a two times, but this is happening time after time after time after time. People join the Experience Pros. It is not expensive. It's $1,500 for an entire year's worth of us working for you. And within 2 or 3 months, they've tripled their investment or tripled their business.
Tripled their business.
And one guy, I remember, he was thinking about, well, did I make the right decision or not? I'm not sure. And then the very next week, he came back and he says, I doubled my business from this month to this month, and literally, and it'll be ongoing doubling his business for years. And a year later, he's still doubling his business every month.
It's continuing
to,
right? And you have the network. So even that, you think, okay, well, I'm afraid, you know, if I grow that fast, I'm going to need all these other resources. We have all those resources as well. Yeah. It's all built in there. Check it out at experiencepros.com.
Hey, let's listen to a fan brag that somebody called in by dialing 855-FANBRAG.
Hi, this is Angie Hines with In Harmony Services, helping people create order out of chaos by clearing out the clutter from the inside out. I am calling to fan brag about Diane Nickel, N-I-C-K-E-L. She is in Salon Studio 5280 on Wadsworth in Denver. And I've had my hair cut from her, and now I'm starting to get my hair colored. She is a color specialist. And every time I leave her studio, I get rave reviews. People tell me I look radiant and 10 years younger, and I am thrilled. It is well worth the money. You can reach Diane at 303-618-7230, and you can reach me for all of your organizing needs at 303-356-4265.
All right. Very good. Thank you so very much. What a great fan brag. I love that.
All right. Call 855-326-2724. That's 855-FANBRAG. Call it every day. Fan brag every day. Watch your business explode when you lift others up in business.
I want to give a quick shout out and know that we are praying and thinking for and cheerleading for Don Graham. Donald Graham is a member of the Experience Pros Radio Show. He is an inventor of the Safe Pro Guard, or that's the name of his company, of the Easy Guardian Ladder. I'm saying it wrong. Easy Ladder Guardian. It is a it prevents your ladders from slipping on pitched roofs. So anybody who's doing any hail damage repair or putting on Christmas lights or anything, anytime you're on the roof, you need one of these inventions. He's actually in Las Vegas right now. He's one of, I think I heard five. I thought it was like eight, but a few.
Yeah,
who have made it through something similar to the Shark Tank. And he's got a real big chance of making it big time.
He does. He does. We're so excited for him. Yeah. He just got his first patent, U.S. patent approved, and been a member with the Experience Pros Network for a couple of years, changing legislation, saving people's lives because of the number of falls that result in massive major injuries and even deaths from rooftops.
And that invention is called the Easy Ladder Guardian. And like you said, he just got his patent. He's just flying on cloud nine. Super excited for him. Best wishes to him. Thank you for tuning into the Experience Pros Radio Show. Don't just listen. Get involved. Go to experiencepros.com. Click Get Started. Open a conversation with us. And let's see if we can't help you do the same kinds of things that story after story after story we're hearing about here in our network. No matter where you are in the country, we can help. Back tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.